On today's show, whoa, Ram outsells the Silverado in September. The DOT and the National Safety Council join forces to eliminate traffic deaths. And we'll take a look at a number of wild machines. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. While reporting GM's September sales the other day, we mentioned that the Chevy Silverado was down more than 15% compared to last year. Also noting that maybe those ads bashing the aluminum F-Series aren't doing the trick. But even the F-Series is down a little bit, and one brand is laughing all the way to the sales bank. Ram has increased its pickup sales nearly 30% compared to last year, and actually outsold the Silverado in September. Now that was shocking. Some of that may have to do with GM backing off fleet sales, but it doesn't change the fact that consumers are flocking to Ram. And another shocking Ram pickup stat? More than a third of the trucks it sells come with a diesel engine, 37% to be exact. And that's not just for the month of September, it's for the entire year. That's way more than the 20% for the F-Series and 12.5% for the Silverado. And in other truck news, the 2017 F-150 will see some modest fuel economy gains with its new EcoBoost and 10-speed tranny setup. The two-wheel drive version increases 1 mile per gallon combined, while the combined rating for four-wheel drive increases 2 mpg. The new 3.5-liter engine also kicks out 10 more horsepower and 50 more pound-feet of torque. But something tells me anyone buying this truck doesn't care much about fuel economy. It's the newest creation from Hennessy, based on the Ford Raptor, called the Velociraptor. The six-wheeled beast pumps out an impressive 600 horsepower and features a slew of upgrades. And just in case you're wondering, the Velociraptor will lighten your wallet by about 300 grand, including the price of the donor truck. Still to come, a new study says that most automotive companies aren't prepared for connected car technology.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
As we keep saying, connected vehicles could be the most transformative technology to hit the auto industry in 100 years. It seems everyone wants to get in on the action, and a new study from PricewaterhouseCoopers shows why. According to its Global Connected Car Study, within the next 5 years, the value of connected mobility services will jump from $52.5 billion in 2017 to about $156 billion in 2022. And by that time, two out of every three cars will be equipped with connected car packages. However, the study warns that profits from connected services will be offset from falling sales of features like infotainment and safety systems. And it also says many of today's OEMs and suppliers, quote, lack the skill, agility, and boldness to turn their companies digital quickly enough to take advantage of the change. But here's one reason why that technology is so important and why the industry will continue to pursue it. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration just released a report that shows that just over 35,000 people were killed in traffic accidents in 2015, which is up 7% from the year before. And in the first half of this year, deaths have jumped 10%, mainly due to more people driving out on the road. And that's why the Department of Transportation has teamed up with the National Safety Council to create the Road to Zero program. The aim is to have zero traffic fatalities within the next 30 years. The DOT will spend $1 million a year for the next 3 years to provide grants to safety organizations. The coalition will initially focus on improving seatbelt use, installing rumble strips, and truck safety. But in the long run, the campaign will look to accelerate autonomous and connected car technology because it believes tech like this can help them reach their goal. Coming up next, Hyundai and Swiss company Rinspeed reveal a couple of wild concept cars.
Lear Kinexis is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
SEMA kicks off next month, and Hyundai is showing off a couple of crazy contraptions it will have at the specialty show. The first is a tricked-out version of a Santa Fe that the automaker teamed with Busy Moto to make. It pumps out a whopping 1,040 horsepower from a flex-fuel, turbocharged 3.8-liter V6 engine. The other is also a Santa Fe, but this custom machine was upfitted by Rockstar, and as you can see by the picture, is meant to go off-roading. Oh, and just in case the 3.3-liter V6 under the hood didn't have enough power, they've added nitrous to give it that little extra punch. You know, this is why shows like SEMA are so great. Automakers take themselves way too seriously most of the time, but it's cool to see them kick back and have a little fun. And Swiss company Rinspeed, which creates a lot of wild-looking concept cars, just revealed a new one called the Oasis. And you know what? That's an appropriate name for this two-seat vehicle that was obviously designed with autonomy in mind. The interior features an armchair, a TV, and a multifunctional steering wheel. The windshield can be used as a screen for virtual and augmented reality, and it's even got a small space to grow flowers or other plants. The Oasis will make its official debut at the Consumer Electronics Show in January. Hey, make sure you join us for Autoline After Hours this afternoon. Our special guest is Mary Gostansky, the VP of Engineering at Delphi. So if you want to learn more about the different types of technology the supplier is working on, you can watch that show live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Autoline.tv. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thank you for watching, and please join us again here tomorrow.